On the show today, we have QAnon's very own Todd Spasinski giving us the recent mask and vaccination mandates for the 2022 GAC attendees. He gives us all the latest here, so check it out. Back on the program today, we have Mr. Todd Spasinski from QAnon. Todd, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Hey, we got some, it's almost kind of breaking news here. This is about as newsy as we get here at CU Broadcast, but there's been some recent, not to say recent changes, but some, you know, recent mask and vaccine mandates for the 2022 GAC, and we're having you on to get the latest. So what's the latest? What can you,
Every time you start to feel a little bit comfortable with things, things change, right? So it's kind of the nature of the world we live in right now. Yep. So shortly before the holidays, DC health officials came out, the DC mayor came out with a vaccine requirement, which would be fully implemented basically 2 weeks, 10 days before our GAC, February 15th. So that's in place. DC health officials put that in place. They've had a mask requirement in place, which is set to expire. We anticipate that'll still be in place.
Okay.
When we're on site, but okay. So that came into place. We've been working with, in preparation, as you know, when I came on earlier this past fall, being on site. So we've been working with the convention center very closely, local DC health officials, and we feel like we're really prepared to do this. So while we know that there's still some folks that might feel uncomfortable with this, yeah, whether they're pro-vaccine or not pro-vaccine.
Right, right.
Our job is to put on the event as safely as we can. And in order to do so, we have to follow the CDC and the BC yes. health official guidelines. Yep. So we're going to do everything that we can to do so and make the attendee experience as great as it always is with GC or with GAC. To that end, we're working with a third-party vendor called Safe Expo mm-hmm. that will allow attendees to verify their vaccine status prior to GAC.
Oh, okay. Or
ideally prior to GAC.
Yeah, yeah.
But also on site. And we've been communicating, starting to get that information out to registered attendees now, so that they're prepared.
Right.
And the requirement isn't just for. It's really important to note the requirement isn't just for the GAC or the convention center. It's for DC area restaurants, yeah. hotels, mm-hmm. retail. So what we're doing as part of getting folks into the convention center for GAC, really what folks are going to have to do anywhere out and about in DC, restaurant, hotel, bar, whatever it is that they're doing, they're going to have to be able to prove their vax status.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, there's a lot of events and activities that surround the GAC. So,
absolutely,
carrying your mask and your vaccination card,
absolutely,
with you everywhere.
Yeah. So, you know, the cool thing with the vax vendor partner we're working with is this will allow folks to verify their status. They'll get a QR code and they can go and register for the GAC and get their badge and everything through a touchless
nice.
Registration system. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
so you can
yeah.
go in. And you know, again, ideally we want people to do this ahead of time. So then all they got to do is bring their QR code
mm-hmm.
and they're ready to roll, but we'll be prepared for those that register late for whatever reason, didn't mm-hmm. do that and be able to get them squared away before. That'll get you into the convention center and get you into all of the CUNA GAC kind of official things with your badge. Okay. You have a badge? We know that you're verified.
You're good.
On vax. Doesn't necessarily get you into the local restaurant. It doesn't necessarily get you into the local, you know, to a Smithsonian, one of the museums, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to also either carry your vax card, likely have to carry your vax card or have that picture on your phone as well.
Right.
So.
Right.
We're communicating that. We'll be continuing to communicate the latest and greatest information all the way up to GAC to get those folks as prepped as possible.
Yeah, I like that. I like that plan because, I mean, yeah, you want to get this stuff, as much of this stuff out of the way as possible. So when you get there, because it's chaotic enough, it's just a normal
right.
conference, but
absolutely.
You add this into the mix, like you're fumbling for the card. Where did I put that thing? I mean, you know,
yeah.
get this stuff done way ahead of time and you're good to go,
get
right?
it done. Yeah, and we've had a really good experience this past fall. We held about four different in-person events. They were obviously much smaller in attendance mm-hmm. than GAC, but it kind of allowed us to, I don't know, kind of brush some of the rust off that maybe we haven't been in person.
Right.
We got to test and pilot some different technologies that we would potentially be using in DC, get through kind of this touchless registration mm-hmm. process. Mm-hmm. So we feel like we're in really good shape, both from a, I guess, conference standpoint, as well as what we're putting in place for attendees to feel that they can get everything verified and squared away so mm-hmm. they can enjoy that, mm-hmm. that GAC experience.
And so I'm assuming that the same situation for the vendors in the exhibit hall as well.
Absolutely.
That, all that stuff.
Yep. Speakers, QA staff, vendor partners, attendees, attendee guests. If they're going to anything that's CUNA, that has the CUNA name on it, like the GAC, CUNA conference or a committee meeting, they're going to need to verify their back status. And then above and beyond that, or outside of official CUNA GAC events, mm-hmm. Most restaurants, bars, hotels, things that our attendees typically go to mm-hmm. will also be verifying as well. And they'll need to have both their QR code for us as well as their Bax card mm-hmm. for those other establishments.
Got it. So I wonder, I'm just thinking out loud here, is like, how will this impact attendance, if at all? I mean, I'm not sure, but I think people are so, I would say anxious, but they're so wanting to get out and see people again, especially this conference, because it's the granddaddy of them all, right. so to speak. So as Keith Jackson used to say about the Rose Bowl, this is the big conference of the year. It's the big family reunion.
Here's how I've been describing it. People are amped up, man. They are are wanting to be there. The response from our credit unions and from our vendor partners has been actually beyond our expectations. It has awesome. Been tremendous. The vaccine requirement would have put a pin in that balloon a little bit. For some folks, a small number of folks, it did. Mm-hmm. But we've actually seen registrations pick up.
Good. Okay.
So it might have provided other folks like, all right, that's all I needed to feel more comfortable.
Right.
And no matter where you are on that spectrum, that's an individual choice and your credit union choice. You all figure that out. Mm-hmm. Know that if you're going to be participating and engaging in our GAC, we're going to have a great experience like we always have for you. So attendance, we're tracking, believe it or not, almost as strong as we were for the 2020 wow. GAC in person, which was record attendance.
Yeah.
Our exhibit hall, it's already sold. It's completely
sold out. That's all I heard. It's sold out. Yeah, oh my God.
So the response has been, as I said, just tremendous. I think to your point, if you've gone to a GAC in person in the past, you feel like you need to be there. It kind of rejuvenates you. Mm-hmm. There's kind of that inspirational, motivational piece, but there's also obviously the advocacy piece and the idea of just getting back together. Right? We always joked before COVID, like this was the old college or high school reunion. Yeah. Everybody got back together, and I think there's a lot of folks that missed that piece as well. So mm-hmm. all of the great things people have come to love about GAC, great keynoters, robust exhibit hall, great breakouts, tremendous engagement and networking opportunities. And we'll just have to go through a few extra health protocols to make sure we can put that together safely.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be an extra, a little meaning to this one as well. You know, like you said, we're getting back for the first time in a couple of years and, you know, in person. So there's going to be it might be, dare I say, emotional, you know, to get back and to see everybody again. So,
you know, I love that you said that. So when we were in Vegas for our supervisory and audit committee conference, we had close to 400 people in attendance. And I got to tell you, there were people that were emotional. Just they hadn't seen somebody in two and a half, 3 years that they were used to seeing once or twice every year. Mm-hmm. You know, these are credit union peers from different parts of the country getting together, and I would not be surprised at all. And I think, you know, quite frankly, from my personal perspective, I've missed that too. It was a little like, it was pretty cool to be back in person. And not that we figured out the technology piece.
Right.
There's just something different that getting together in person brings, that no matter how good the platform is, aren't able to replicate.
Yeah. Speaking of the technology, will you guys enhance the virtual at all? Just like,
right. So just in case? We're trying to prepare for both worlds and the hybrid world, I guess, if you will. So we've all along been talking about that we would have a limited content virtual component. We're going to release that next week, I believe. So okay. We have it set up. It's going to allow people to get a couple of the general sessions, the opening general session, the Monday afternoon general session, the closing Wednesday general session. We'll give folks the opportunity to participate live in our economic update. We'll have several recorded sessions provided by some other thought leaders and some vendor partners. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a footprint of what the overall GAC is, right? So when we pivoted to that full virtual event for 2021, that was everything GAC in person is flipped to virtual. This is going to be more of a taste, a feel. Like, so if you've gone to GAC in person in the past, mm-hmm. you're going to get to see the parade of flags and the opening keynote and get that flavor. Mm-hmm. But the real power of the GAC is getting together in person. So we'll give you a taste and a flavor. Hopefully it entices you to come back with us in person in 2023. If not, you'll get a good idea of what it's like to be
there. Yeah, no doubt. An appetizer, Todd. An appetizer. Yeah,
I like that. Exactly. I like that. A shrimp appetizer.
There you go. Now I'm hungry. All right. It's almost lunchtime. Hey, last question for you. You mentioned earlier about the mask mandates, and you said that those might be expired. What was the – do you know the date? I don't mean to have this off the top of your head, but what's the date on that?
I do have it off the top of my head.
In that case.
We've been living this for a while, right?
Yes.
So DC's current mask requirement expires whether you're vaxxed or not vaxxed, whether you've had COVID or not, mm-hmm. it applies to everybody. That expires January 31st.
Okay.
The full vaccine requirement goes, and by that I mean you have to be fully vaxxed. By February 15th,
okay.
Go to convention center, hotels, restaurants, of those things. We expect, but we haven't been told this officially, that with the vax requirement, they will likely extend that mask requirement as well. So we're just telling folks right now, bring your mask.
Bring it, yeah. Yeah.
Bring your vax card and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Good stuff. All righty, sir. Well, thank you so much for the latest on this. I'm sure, you know, everybody out there appreciates the transparency that you guys are providing. And I think, and based on the numbers that you just said, I mean, I think it's going to be a huge success. So,
yeah, we're really excited about it, Mike. We're looking forward to having people back in person. And if you're, for whatever reason, you can't make it there, we'll give you a virtual taste as well. Uh-huh. So look forward to seeing everybody the end of February.
Indeed. All right. So I'll let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So
All right. Thanks, Mike.